Blog Talk Radio. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word, holding fast in your teachings, and living in accordance with them. It is our desire to be your true disciples. Father, because you are the vine and we are the branch living in you, we bear much fruit apart from you. We can do nothing. Your son Jesus said, if you live in me and my words remain in you and continue to live in your heart, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. John 15:7. When we bear much fruit, you, Father, are honored and glorified by your grace that we have received. We will show and prove ourselves to be a true follower of your son, Jesus. He has loved us just as you, Father, have loved him. We are abiding in that love. Heavenly Father, you have assured us that if we keep your commandments, we would abide in your love and live in it, just as your son Jesus obeyed your commandments and lived in your love. He told us these things, that your joy and delight may be in us, and that our joy and gladness may be full measure, complete and overflowing. This is your commandment, that we love one another just as you have loved us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for this truth sets us free. We are born of you, and we do not deliberately, knowingly, or habitually practice sin. Your nature abides in us, and we cannot practice sinning because we are born of you. We have hidden your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Heavenly Father, May Christ Jesus, through our faith, dwell in our hearts. It's our desire to be rooted deep in your love and found securely on love, that we may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints. You devoted people, the experience of that love. But its breadth and length and height and depth of it, we pray in the name of Jesus that we may know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all your fullness. Now to you who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine according to your power, that it is at work within us. You be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout generations forever and ever. Amen. As I said, that was a prayer for abiding in his love, and we're reading Genesis 31. Verses 37 to 55. Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff that hast thou found of all thy household stuff, set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee, thy ewes and thy she-goats, and have not cast their young, and the rams of the flock have I not eaten, that which was torn of beasts. I brought not unto thee, I bear the loss of it, of my hand this thou requirest, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day, and drought consumed me, in the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages in time. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my afflictions and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto thee, my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore, come out. Let us make a covenant, and I vow, and let it be for the witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones, and they took stones and made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jagar, Sahadah-lah. But Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou should afflict my daughters, or if thou should take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See? God is witness betwixt me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou should not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father judge betwixt us. And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac that Jacob offered sacrifice unto the mount and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning, Laban rose and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned to his place. And that was the reading of Genesis, chapter 31, verses 37 to 55. Tomorrow we begin on chapter 32 because our goal is to read this word, the Bible, the Word of God, from cover, from the front cover to the back cover. Now let us worship, let us praise, and lift up God's holy name as we spend time with God. Thank you. This is your host, Cassandra Brand.
Oh God, for you are mighty.